विष्णु, विष्णु स्त्री विष्णु. व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ विष्णु? विष्णु मीन्स हू मेंटेन. विष्णु मीन्स मेंटेनिंग. ही इज मेंटेनिंग, ही इज नॉट सुप्रीम. ही मेंटेन्स एंड ब्रह्मा इज क्रिएटिंग. Brahma is creating, Vishnu is maintaining, and Shiva is destruction. So they are departmental head. They are taking care of the one department. Vishnu is the expansion of Krishna, part of the Krishna, and they are maintaining this world. In one is Chirosai Vishnu maintaining. Garbha Sai Vishnu is creating the universe like a planets, moon planets, sun planets, all stars what we are looking, they are maintaining. And you see, when the Krishna come to the Vrindavan, he invite Vishnu to maintain and destruct. And when he finished the work, he go. You see, in the fourth canto of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna has no business to kill anyone because he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is not business of the Krishna to kill and destroy anything. This Vishnu comes to him to do finish this job. So Krishna is only is a supreme, he don't need to do anything. He only desire and peace is coming. So this way we have to understand that how Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Read.
The Lord concluded, "Now therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra."
You see, Hare Krishna. What is meaning of Hare? And what is meaning of Krishna? Chanting of Hare, meaning Radhika. Hare Krishna. Radha and Krishna. Without chanting, without Radhika chanting Krishna, you are not right in your aim. Aim and the goal. Hare is the aim and goal is Radhika. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Haridas Thakur replied, "Kindly hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Patra, which should have been offered to first-class Brahmanas. I ate from it even though I was born in a family of meat-eaters. I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastime within this material world. I wish that you..."
Again.
"I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastime within this material world.
Understand. Read again.
I have had one desire.
One desire.
For a very long time.
For a long time. What?
I think that quite soon, my lord, you will bring to a close your pastime within this material world.
I will be very close in this material world for your pastime. I will start living in your pastime, in this material. Nitya Leela. I can always stay in that consciousness to think for that. This is only my desire. The result of chanting is this, that I can stay always with you and you are always with me.
I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastime. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue, I shall chant your holy name, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind. Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, my lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world? My lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee, but nevertheless I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave, but it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. After embracing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his devotees, he went hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas.
You see, one thing you see, Haridas Thakur is not going to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is coming to Haridas Thakur. One jiva can, how he can go to Krishna, how he can go to Radhika. But by purification, if you chant, they will come to you. They will say, I am here. You are remembering me, I am here. This is beauty of bhajan. This is beauty of a spiritual life. Mahaprabhu is going to Haridas because he is chanting. And when Haridas leave the body, then Mahaprabhu think that now time is to go back to Goloka. And then he starts closing himself, because one person, if the devotee is not there, Lord is not living. Meaning is this, when there are not devotees like to chant, if the devotee is chanting, Lord is there. And when chanting is not there, Lord is not there. The place, why Mahaprabhu is staying? Because of somebody chanting. You don't think that only Haridas is chanting, but it's an example for one story, that if you want to keep yourself with the Lord, you want to keep yourself with Mahaprabhu, then you have to keep yourself connected with him. Then he will always with you.
Yeah. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "My dear Haridas, what is the news?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me." Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Vakreshwar Pandit was the chief dancer. Headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. In front of all the great devotees like Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him, and then he fixed his eyes like two humble beings on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So fortunate. He wants to leave his body and Mahaprabhu's feet is putting on his head. And all Vaishnavas chanting there. Mahaprabhu himself come alive. When Krishna went to see Vishpita, when he was lying on the bed of the pope, Krishna is going back to Dwarka. That time, Vishpitama is calling Krishna, "I want to leave my body. Please come. And I want to see you." Krishna said, "Bua, I have to go one place to see Vishnu Pitama." And he went there. And when he see Krishna, his eyes was full of tears. He said, "You are so merciful. You know the heart of your devotee. You know that I am praying for you to please come. I want to leave this body. Because this body was so impure before, I don't want to leave this. And my whole, I eat the food of the person who is not devoted from you, and that way my whole blood become impure. So now my whole blood come out from my body. Now there is no impurity. Krishna took me in lotus feet. I want to go to your place, please. Took me. I want to leave this body. You are in my front. I don't need more than this. I feel myself so fortunate to leave this body that I can go to you. And his soul come out and go in the feet of Krishna. Like this. So like this. So fortunate that the devotees is in living in this body, in this material body, he become liberated by doing bhajan and getting mercy from the Lord. I don't want to listen to his passing thing.
No,
I don't want. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda. Vaishnav is good to keep it. No, listen, past. Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda. Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda. Father and parents are meat eaters. They are meat eating. But he become Vaishnava. They don't understand. No problem. One day they will understand. But he understands and he helps whole world in us by his behavior. And really the villagers understand in Haridas Thakur is so realized person. And one meat eater, family, person can change in the highest spiritual consciousness. It's possible. It's not like that, again you have to take new life for that. Mistake, if you don't repeat the mistake, mistake is gone from you. But if you repeat and repeat, mistake is with you. So like this. So this is the thing to understand. Everybody doing life mistakes. Everybody is a patita and he is a pavan. When I will realize this, I will receive his mercy. I will keep my spiritual practice, mercy will flow to us. Right? Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 He knows everything, what is going on. one day he has too much respect for Krishna, and he knows that Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But one day what happened? When Krishna is a form of Gopal, 7-8 years old boy, then he is playing with his friend. He went with the cows in the forest with his friend Dham, Sudham, Subal, all his friends, Madhu Mangal. Name?
Arjun, Ujjwal.
Yes, like this, many friends and many cows. They, in the lunchtime, they break and they make the circle and they sit, and Krishna sit in the center. And Krishna say, what you bring? What you bring? So everybody opens the tiffin and he also opens his tiffin. So Krishna said, give me Madhu Mangal, give me Suvar. So sometimes he gives the mouth of the Suvar and then he eats, you know. And sometimes he eats and then giving is the mouth of Suvar. Like this child eating, playing, right? No? You see the child, they don't think that this is not good. First you have to eat separate, I have to eat separate, no touch, like this. So he is eating from every person, and even sometimes taking out from the mouth and eating. And Brahma is looking, what is going on? Oh my God! He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, eating the remnants of this small boy? Impossible. I have to test him. Mahamaya and Yogamaya make the mind of disturbance of Brahma. This is also one reason hidden behind it. So Brahma think, oh, now I have to test this black boy. Why is too like this? So he said, okay, today will be the test. So after eating, Krishna went in the nap, sleeping. And the boys and the cows, they went for grass. And Brahma think to open the mountain, one cave, and he shows something that every cow, and they surprisingly went to see that cave inside. And Brahma covered this cave. So all cows, calf, all friends of Krishna inside the cave. And when Krishna wake up after 1 hour, 2 hours, look, where is my cow? Where is me? Nothing is there. He closed his eyes. He said, oh, this is the work of Brahma. He do this job. So he expelled from himself all calf, similar cow, calf, all the sakhas, all from himself. And when he expelled himself, then they start going there. They went to home. And here Krishna is taking test, interview of Brahma in Vaikuntha Loka, in Goloka, because where is it? So he started interviewing. So that time one Brahma was the 1,000 head, one is the 100 head, one is like this. Many Brahma is going. Then this four-headed Brahma asks, where are you going? You don't know? there is interview going on for new appointment of Brahma. He says, yes. But I am a Brahma these days. He says, you are dismissed. So you new appointment of Brahma is going on. And Krishna is taking the test. So forehead Brahma ran and went there. He said, what happened? Krishna, he said, nothing, just we are taking tests that who is the best, who is more knowledgeable and intelligent to understand everything. You know what happened? Then he realized he has a false ego because he is forehead Brahma. He realized that this I am only forehead Brahma. But there is thousand-head Brahma and hundred-head Brahma also. Hundred-head Brahma also. I am very few, small. So the false ego and then the anything, what is, you know, what is, when the false egos come, Krishna is not like that. And then he eats that. Because he has a false ego, Brahma. So you will never see any temple in the Brahma temple, any place. Only in one Pushkar there is a Brahma temple. There is nowhere. No worshipping. And this way, this Haridas become Brahma. That he do the mistake with Krishna to take the pain and realize and purifying himself with the name. This mercy from the Vaishnava, he come in the form of Haridas. And this way, this all expansion from the Krishna, calf, cows, and all, they have desired to make son. Cow has desired to that Krishna become my calf. So Krishna fulfilled the desire this way to the calf. And all gopis in the Braja, they also thinking that my son become Krishna. So he expand in the form of all his friends. So every place in the every house Krishna is there. So now nobody goes out from house. Nobody do any work because they all are engaged in the service of indirectly Krishna. Because he is the Supreme and he is every place. So nobody wants to go out. Everybody is engaged. Cow start giving more milk. Calf start giving more milk. And this yoga maya do because Krishna's desire is this. That he wants to expand and give all love to all creation in this form. So this is the pastime of Brahma and then he comes in the form of Haridas. Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe Radhe Yeah.